Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast for medical sales professionals. A very common question that I get asked by sales managers when I'm out doing seminars revolves around the issue of when sales reps are selling to their friends. And a recent email that I received, I think, personifies this problem. Let me read it to you. It's from a district manager for a major pharmaceutical company. And he writes, "Many of our representatives are very tenured and have called on the same core customers for many years. They feel emotionally connected to these customers and their patients. In most cases, this is a good thing. But sometimes it creates a situation that is difficult for them to manage and remain productive. Quite frankly, they are hesitant to ask for the business because they don't want to hurt the customer's feelings. This is not an unusual situation in medical sales, or in any kind of sales for that matter. First of all, let's take a look at the benefits of friendship in sales. Obviously, there are many. If nothing else, you enjoy going to work. You enjoy working with those customers who are your friends. And in my book, Mastering Medical Sales, The Essential Attitudes, Habits, and Skills of High-Earning Medical Sales Professionals, I devote a whole chapter to the benefits and pitfalls of working with friends. A common feeling amongst many sales reps when they have friendships with their customers is that they don't want to harm the friendship. And the reason for this is the way that that sales rep looks at himself as a sales rep. In other words, for many of them, I believe that selling or salesman is a dirty word. And there is this perception that maybe my customer, who is my friend, will forget about what I do, that I'm a salesman, if I don't try to sell to them very much. You see, we don't ever want to put pressure on our friends. And we don't want them to think that the whole basis of the friendship has to do with us just wanting to have their business. This happened to me many years ago. I called for many years on a customer who became a good friend. His name was Alan, and he was a very high-volume surgeon. And because Alan was a high-volume surgeon and I enjoyed a large percentage of his business, I didn't want him to ever feel like I was trying to pressure him into using all of my products. I already had the lion's share of the big-ticket items. But a situation arose when Alan let me know that I wasn't doing my job. Alan and I were attending a national specialty meeting together, and I was walking him around my company's booth showing him our new products. Alan saw a new system that my company had on display, and he said, "Mace, this is perfect. This is what I have been looking for. How long has this been available?" And I was embarrassed to tell him that it had been out for over a year. He looked at me and said, "Mace, why didn't you tell me about this? This is what I need. Is anybody else in town using this?" And unfortunately, I had to tell him that other surgeons were. He said, "So let me get this right. You and I are friends, and you're showing this to other surgeons. You're showing it to my competitors, and you haven't shown it to me. This is something that will really benefit my patients. Why haven't you shown it to me?" I stuttered and stammered and said, "Well, you know, Alan, there's only so much time to make sales presentations to you, and you're so busy, and I don't want to try and push every product on you. You've been very generous with giving me a large percentage of your business." And he said, "Mace, if you have a product that can help my patients, I need to see it." Here is the reality that all medical sales professionals must embrace when working with customers who also happen to be friends. When your friend is in the hospital, the office, or the clinic, he or she is not just your friend. In fact, at that moment, they are primarily a healthcare professional. They take care of patients. You, as a medical sales professional, sell to healthcare professionals. Selling is what you do. You have an obligation to apprise all of your customers, including your friends, of all of the products and services that you have that can benefit them and their patients. Don't ever feel bad about being a salesperson. Selling is what you do. Be proud, because your healthcare customers and their institutions cannot do what they do without the products that you provide. And here's another thing. Your customers, they expect you to show them your products and services and to guide them in how it can help them care for their patients. They expect it. So when you show them a new product, when you ask for the business, you are not going to shock them. They are not going to be dismayed. As long as you do it professionally and you don't try to push them into making a decision that they don't want to make. Selling is what you do. And think of it this way. If you're not taking your products into your friends, then your competition probably is. And one of the things you always want to try and do as a medical sales professional is to have your customers using your products instead of your competition, if for no other reason that it keeps your competition away from your friends and keeps them away from other opportunities to sell their products to your friends and your customers. There are many benefits to enjoying friendships with customers, and one of the best ones is that because your friends know and trust you, they will seriously consider your products before your competition. But your job is to sell them what will help them. When you don't show the customers that are your friends your products and services, and then fail to ask for the business, essentially what you are doing is you are punishing your customers for being your friend. Don't do this. Give them the courtesy and the professionalism that you give every one of your customers. Your job is to give them the tools that they need to do their jobs to produce better outcomes for their patients. And when you do that, you are not only being a friend, you are being a true sales professional. Thank you so much for joining us this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. If there are any topics that you would like to hear about, please send an email to mace@medicalsalestraining.com, and I will do my best to accommodate your request. And as you move forward in your medical sales career, please keep in mind these words that I leave you with every week. The patient always comes first. Have a wonderful week selling. Bye for now.